It's Monday, October 31st. Happy Halloween, Becca.
Happy Halloween, Ithi.
Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Let me tell you that first. And yes.
So is this something that they do in your homeland, or is Halloween an American construct?
It is an American construct, and yes, we do adopt American constructs. Eagerly.
So it's made its way there.
Yes, it has.
And you were in New Orleans for a while, so you've seen the big time Halloweens.
I wasn't in New Orleans. I was in the Cajun country. Okay. Lafayette, that side.
But they still do great things at Halloween.
They do.
We've got some great things we can do tonight.
Okay.
One of them is the UAFS Symphonic Band is doing a Halloween concert.
Oh, okay.
Playing Dance Macabre, March to the Scaffold. That's cheery. The Funeral March of a Marionette and the Sorcerer's Apprentice. At 7:30 tonight at Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith, tickets are just $6. So
that's
if you're in the River Valley and you don't have to drag the kids door to door, what a great thing to do. Now, if you're in Northwest Arkansas, there's a band called Crystal Antlers from Long Beach, California. They're doing a Halloween show at the Lightbulb Club. Kevin Kinder, our music writer, says this is one of his picks for the week.
Okay.
Joining the band for the evening will be bands called Trespassers and Voyagers, who will perform as the Verb. Admission is $5. The show starts at 9:30. And there's a whole raft of trick-or-treats, trunk-or-treats, all sorts of things going on tonight. Go online to nwaonline.com, look under What's Up, and look for the Halloween listing, because they won't let me have an entire hour to tell you.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.